and joining us now on the line. She's all the way in South Korea. It's already tomorrow, and it's 10 a.m. We say good evening. For us, we say good morning to Christina Rutherford. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks for joining. Are you at the curling rink right now watching Rachel Holman?
No, actually, Shai's there. I'm currently eating breakfast.
Oh, really? What is for breakfast in South Korea this morning? Because now I'm interested.
Oh, well, there's this beef bulgogi that I think it's called bulgogi that's very popular. It's basically like beef stir fry. I've been eating that about every morning. And then some pineapple to keep it healthy, you know?
Have you smuggled bananas out of there?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I managed to get a banana into the Phoenix Snow Park yesterday, which was a first because usually they take them away. So.
Oh, really?
Big accomplishment.
Because I thought having a banana at the Olympics, you're a borderline terrorist, because apparently that's what it takes to get kicked out of the Olympics.
You pretty much are. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You pretty much are. I think Arash has had a couple of moments where there's been some kind of metal detector action activity happening on his jacket, and he kind of threw up his hands, and then they let him go through. So, not sure.
Yeah, he's been in venues where...
It's probably fine.
Yeah, Arash has been in venues where they just let him through without even doing any of that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my gosh. What's on the docket for you today, Christina?
It's probably because he wears a suit. so I'm kind of monitoring a couple things. The men's cross qualifiers go in, I believe, an hour. And the ladies' pairs, both of our Canadian medal hopes, and Gabby Dalman and Caitlin Osmond, they skate around 1 o'clock. So depending how those qualifiers go, I'll either be heading up to the mountain or I'll be going to figure skating. And then tonight, Kaylee Humphries in bobsleigh. That's my plan for today. And Shai will be at the men's hockey game.
Christina, we all know after that skate last night by Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, are they the biggest rock stars right now at the Olympics for Canada?
Without question. Absolutely. I covered their short program, and you just didn't see the amount of media that were swarming them that you did for any other Canadian here so far. And I mean, they're on top of being incredible athletes, they're also so gracious and well-spoken. They both seem pretty perfect, and obviously yesterday's gold medal skate was absolute perfection, setting a world record and ending their careers likely. So they're not dropping the retirement word yet, as I said, with two gold medals here, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah, the most decorated figure skaters ever. And I'll tell you what, 21 hours ago, I held my breath for about 4.5 minutes. And I think collectively, all of Canada did that too. It was quite a moment. There's been a lot of speculation whether they date or they don't date.
Here we go, because it's a question that the country wants to know.
Okay, no, they don't, unless they're lying and really good liars. But I just don't see, they're so nice. Like, I remember sitting down pre-Olympics for an interview with them, and they asked me if I needed anything, like a tea. I just don't see them lying about that boldly to all of us Canadians, and they get asked so often. I mean, if you Google Tessa and Scott, the first thing that pops up is married, you know, and they've been dealing with this not since they were 7 and 9 when they started skating together, but soon after. So they handle that question pretty well at this point, because I think they've answered it 100 million times. But no, it's a business relationship. It's a friendship. And they've said, you know, obviously there's love there. They've been skating together for 20 years, but it is a friendship.
We'll talk
Sorry.
About, no problem. Thank you for clearing that up, Christina Rutherford. We'll talk about some conspiracy theory with Virtue and Moyer straight ahead, but you touched on it. The singles, the ladies' singles goes today, the short program, Gabby Dalman and Caitlin Osmond are the Canadian contingent. How legitimate are they medal threats for ladies' figure skating?
I think they're both very legitimate medal threats. They both cracked the world podium in 2017. Dalman winning bronze and Osmond winning silver. And particularly Dalman had such a strong skate. She did the long program in the team event. And for both of them, it's their second Olympic Games. They come here with some experience. So I think they're both really, really strong contenders for Canada, for sure.
That hockey game on Wednesday night, the women, I mean, the women are taking the world stage, and it may be bigger than the men's gold medal final, What's the buzz like for this game?
Yeah, I think it's without question bigger, at least it feels that way, bigger than the men's gold medal final. It was actually lovely to see the amount of media there for, I mean, Canada just demoed the Olympic athletes of Russia. It wasn't really a game, but just the amount of reporters there setting up what will be, I think, the event of these Olympics, which is that gold medal final. There were a ton of people there, and all the women, of course, have talked about this rivalry probably as much as Cass and Scott have talked about whether or not they're dating. And again, they're not.
So what you're saying is they're not dating, Christina. You're saying they're not dating.
You know what?
Okay.
If they're lying, this is terrible. But, yeah, I just can't see them lying that many times. That Canada-U.S. game is going to be amazing. I mean, obviously 4 years ago in Sochi, I was there. That was the best hockey game I've ever seen live. That comeback, Canada scoring with just over 3 minutes to go, down 2-0, and then winning in overtime. So obviously both of these teams are highly motivated. And if you saw the round robin game between the two, it ended with every single player on the ice in the Canadian crease. And Canada won 2-1. There were punches thrown. So it's set up to be another great game.
Christina Rutherford covering the Olympics for Sportsnet in Pyeongchang, South Korea, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight along the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm George. That's Sherry. All right, Christina, what the Olympics are winding down here. We have a few days left. What are some of the events? Canada's looking to win some serious medals here down the stretch. Obviously, Rachel Holman's rink's in trouble right now to getting into the playoffs. But obviously, hockey, we have medals coming in women's hockey, potentially in men's hockey as well. What are some of the other events we should be really looking for as the Olympics wind down here this rest of this week?
So I think the women's ski cross, which is coming up, I believe it's tomorrow, which I don't even know what that is for you. That's definitely an event to watch. We've got the reigning gold and silver medalists in that event in Marielle Thompson and Kelsey Serwa. And Marielle blew out her knee just a couple months ago, and she hasn't been on skis. So that's definitely something to watch to see whether she can kind of come out of almost nowhere and defend that title or get back on that podium. And on the men's side today, we could see some action there with Brady Lehman and Chris Del Bosco. They both had a ton of success in the past. And then we've got big air events. So we'll be seeing Mark McMorris again and Max Perot and Spencer O'Brien on the women's side. And then bobsleigh tonight. Kaylee Humphries has a lot of work to do to get back onto that podium area. Obviously, she's the reigning and two-time Olympic, so that's one to watch for as well. So a lot of potential is coming up for sure.
You made some pretty bold predictions before the games, and you're doing really well. You know, you predicted Virtue and Moore.
Thank you.
Cassie Sharp, Kingsbury, Alex Guff. But I have a question for you that you probably didn't answer yet, and it's early, but I know it's way too early, but I'm going to ask you, the flag bearer, because everyone wants to know who the closing ceremony flag bearer is. And I was wondering, McMorris has to be up for that if he wins another medal, doesn't he? Or what are your feels?
Good question. I haven't thought too much about it. I mean, my immediate reaction is Tessa and Scott, but that's ridiculous because they led the Canadian team in. But they've, without a doubt, been the biggest story here so far. I think if the Canadian women's hockey team gets it done, you would see somebody like Megan Augusta carrying that flag. She'll have won a fourth Olympic gold medal. That would be maybe a wild card choice. Mark McMorris coming back from a near-death experience. If he's on the podium again, absolutely he'd be a choice. I feel like there's just too many options. Patrick Chan finally gets gold medal. He's obviously a favorite in Canada. I don't know that you have a bad choice here. So
I would think, though, being Canada and speaking both English and French, that maybe someone like Kim Boutin, because, you know, you put English-speaking athletes in the opening ceremonies, maybe in the closing ceremonies you try to equal it up.
That's a good point. And, yeah, she's been such a compelling story here, too. I mean, really stepping up on the women's side in the short track. and then having death threats at one point, and winning 2 medals. So yeah, she'd be a great choice as well.
She's covering the Olympics for SportsCenter in Pyeongchang, South Korea. I'm sure she has the countdown clock on. Christina Rutherford. Christina, thanks again for doing this. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.